Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 93 today, verses 1 through 5. Psalm 93, verses 1 through 5. It says, "The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. The Lord is robed. He has put on strength as his belt. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their roaring. Mightier than the thunder of many waters, mightier than the waves of the sea, the Lord on high is mighty. Your decrees are very trustworthy. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forevermore." I love how this one starts. Our God reigns. The Lord reigns. He is robed in majesty. Folks, let me just say this to you. God is in full control. He always has been. Now, he's allowed the evil that's going on for his purposes. He's allowed the sickness, the death, the struggles, the wars. But don't think for a second that God's not in control. He holds everything in the palm of his hands, the scripture says. And at the same time, in him we live and move and have our being. If God stopped being in control, the world would cease to exist. He always has reigned. He always will. Yet he has made decrees so that we can share in his holiness and give him praise. Look again at what it says here. It says in verse 5, "Your decrees are very trustworthy. Holiness befits your house, O Lord, forevermore." Do you know that the Bible actually says that without holiness, no one will see God? Look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 tells us this. In Hebrews 12, 14, the scripture says this. It says, "Strive for peace with everyone and for the holiness for with which no one will see the Lord." The Bible is very clear that God is in control and he is holy and he has made decrees and they're trustworthy. But these decrees have been made so that we would share in his holiness. Well, what are those decrees? Well, that we need to acknowledge our sin, our lack of holiness, that we would acknowledge that he's the only one that can make us holy and right through faith in what he has done by sending his own son on our behalf to live in a human body, die without sin, and then rise from the dead. Oh, the Bible's very clear that he wants us to share in his holiness. Listen to chapter 12 again in verses 9 and 10. He said, "Besides this, we have had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they, our earthly fathers, disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them. But he, God, disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness." Romans chapter 8, verses 28 and 29 says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for the good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers." Folks, the Bible's clear. God is holy. He rules and reigns, and he's coming again one day. Are you ready? Are you holy? Well, Jim, I'm not holy. Well, none of us are in and of ourselves, but we can be declared holy. We can be made holy by following his trustworthy decrees, to believe in the one that he has sent. In Luke chapter 1, verses 30 through 33, listen to what it says here. "And the angel said to her," to Mary, "do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Remember how the psalm started today? Our God reigns, and Jesus, who is God, is also the Son of God. He is the one who came and made it possible for us to be made holy and reunited with God for eternity. And that Jesus is coming back, and he's going to rule and reign, and his kingdom will have no end. The question I ask is this: are you a part of that kingdom? Are you going to be in that group that are separated from his kingdom for eternity because you're not holy, because you have not put your faith in the one that he has sent? His decrees are trustworthy. He reigns. You might as well get in line with him. He's in control. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.